Welcome to This Is So Nerdy, a podcast where we talk about a mix of pop culture and online business. I'm Jess.
And I'm Amy. And while we may be hardworking business owners, we're also nerdy and love to fangirl over all the things we love.
Today might be our nerdiest episode so far.
It will definitely be one for the books. Literally.
More nerdy. More
for the notebooks.
For the notebooks. Because we're going to talk about pens. And I'm holding up some pens. This isn't even all my pens.
I am too.
Here's some pens.
If you're not a caddy like that too.
If you're not watching our video, I have a little caddy full of a bunch of pens. And really, I have a box of pen, but that's like more like all the ugly like pens, pencils, like the things I don't use that I should really just throw away. But
we don't because we love them.
And I
love them so much.
I'm a pen and pencil hoarder. Even though I don't even really use them that much because I'm a very digital girl.
Do you not use pens a lot at all?
Like, I don't have a planner. I have post-its and stuff. And I have a little notepad that I'll like scribble things on. But yeah, other than that, I really don't. I don't write much. So we're just going to dive into this. So like my favorite right now
is those
Paper Mate flare pens.
Love. I love those.
Aaron hates these with a passion. He cannot.
I can write so neat. I have a very neat handwriting anyway. I literally can like write very, I'm imitating it for people that are on the podcast. I can write so very like neatly and it's just beautiful. I just love it so much.
I'm obsessed with the flare pens. I think I saw somebody talking about these or something. Like I haven't always used these. I think I've had these for like a year or two. And I was like, I love these.
I've used those since high school.
Oh yeah. No, I'm a newbie to them.
That's a major throwback to the 1900s.
But then my second, like tied for first, I shouldn't say second choice because they're literally like tied for first, is the Sharpie pins, like the thin point or fine point. I don't know what they're called.
I do like those. They're a little, I wish they were just a tad thicker point.
I do too.
So that's why I use the actual Sharpie permanent because I'm holding that up now. Yes, you and I both have these.
Here,
I
now we can match. These.
Yeah, now we can match. We both have blue holding up, royal natural blue. Mm-hmm. I like the point. Like, what is the point on that Sharpie pen? Does it tell you is it 0.7?
Because
I think these Sharpie, like these actual Sharpie permanent markers, I think they're like a 1 point something.
These just say fine.
Yeah.
This just says fine.
Well, and funny enough, these say ultra fine. So I'm not sure why that
not
matters.
Ultra. Because to me, if
there's no way.
Ultra fine. Sorry, my pen's making noises. these have to be thicker than this, I feel like.
They have to be. I do too.
Let's
because
do a test.
When I use, test it out. Because when I do those, when I use those Sharpie pens, they're too, this is not a real word, but they're slidey. Does that make sense? Slidey? They glide too much for me.
Mm.
I need something that's got a little bit more like felt feel to it.
Yeah. So the Ultrafine is thicker. I don't know if we can see that very well, but.
Yes.
This up here is thicker.
Yeah.
So
it is.
It was a very scientific experiment we just did.
Well, you know what? That's what we're here for.
Aaron's favorite pen, I just happened to ask him as before I came in here, is...
That's Josh's.
Of course it is.
Honest to God, he has those all over his desk.
And these...
He's literally sitting in the other room and he's probably laughing in there because I just said that.
I hate these with a passion.
I hate those pens. I do not like them.
They are awful to write. Ugh, like they're just so scratchy.
Okay, they're very slidey. Like they're like.
See, I do like that part, but I don't like the metal is too harsh. Like the sound of the metal. It, no, It's like
we have a problem, but I have a feeling that everyone's going to love this one because everybody has. Did you know? I was looking this up earlier. Like, pen collecting is like a real hobby.
Yes. Yes.
I thought that I was like bad, but when I started looking at images of people that genuinely collect pens, I was like, okay. No. I am not that psychotic.
Also, I didn't say the name of this pen. So for the people who, I don't know if you can even tell on the video, but it's a Pilot G2.
That sounds like a car.
Yeah. But that's the husband pen, apparently.
My husband drives a Pilot G2.
I do
and
like...
I drive the Sharpie.
I drive the Sharpie. I do like... I don't use this very much, and I wouldn't call it my favorite. The Bic 0.7, I don't know. That's all it says. And it's very... It's a smooth write. And
yeah, see, I don't like smooth writes.
So I didn't know when I was researching... I didn't really know the difference between a ballpoint or a rollerball pen. I just, you know, so ballpoint pens are made with oil-based ink and typically have like an alcohol solvent, and that's why they dry so quick. And that's, they feel more scratchy and they don't do the like fluid writing. They're
I like
also
scratchy pens.
Gross. No,
I do.
But they are typically better for left-handed people because they don't smear.
Oh, smear. Mm-hmm. Huh. I have two left. My dad's left-handed and Caleb's left-handed. Huh. And I think that would be true, actually, because Caleb, like, when I buy pens for Caleb, well, even me, I love to just buy those big packs of, like, traditional generic pens. I love those.
You're talking about these?
I love those.
No.
Love them.
No. Oh,
I love my handwriting. My handwriting, like I said, it's very neat anyway, but they are just, they're good for someone. I am very much a print handwriter. Like, I write cursive. I can do it because I learned it in school and all that stuff, but I love writing in print, especially when I'm journaling. And I love that pen. I do.
No, this was in my pile of pens I don't like. These I throw away. I throw them away.
You can bring those to me. You can bring those to me.
Because they're my
Just bring them on over.
No. No.
I do have a curious question. Since you're talking about pens you don't like.
Yeah.
Are you a pens stealer? Theft? Do you thieve?
No.
I can't
because,
say it the right way.
Because most like doctor's offices and stuff use these crappy pens.
Yeah. Well, I am. I'm holding up a Chick-fil-A pen.
Okay, where did you get that? I mean, obviously Chick-fil-A or something.
It looks like I got it at the Chick-fil-A Brunswick.
But how do you, like, I've never seen pens at Chick-fil-A.
I love this pen. I signed something with it, I was like, I love this pen. I think this is a thing, though. Like, I think that people, when they find a pen that they like, now, I would never do this from a waitress. I want to say something. Mm. Like, if a waitress leaves a pen for me to sign, like, a receipt, I would never ever do that. But like, this was late. I'm almost positive this was laid on our table after I had to sign something during when I went over to do a shoot with them.
Mm.
And they left it laying on the table. And I was like, I love that pen. I had to write with it because I had to sign something. And I was like, I'm taking that pen. And when I go to hotels, I love the hotel pens and I take them.
See, no, I would only
about a minister's wife.
See, I don't know. Okay, but to me, the Paper Mate flare pens are the ones that are more flowy type pens. So I'm surprised you like these because you like the scratchy ones.
To me, that's kind of a scratchy pen. That's not flowy to me. That's scratchy.
I think...
Write with it. Write with it.
I am.
And just listen. Listen to the scratch. Listen.
But it's... I mean, it is. But like the... Pilot pen is much, it's deeper. Like, I'm gonna move my mic down.
The Pilot pen to me is more, it's just too silky. It's too slidey. It's too floaty. I don't know the right word for it, but I'm trying. It goes, shoo, like it's like an ice skater.
Okay.
Shoo, just slides.
I'm gonna see if the mic can pick this up. I'm gonna see if the mic. Okay. So this is the Pilot pen.
Gross. This.
I don't think we heard anything.
Okay, we'll see. This is the flare pin.
I did hear that.
But see, and it's not as deep.
It's scratchy though, but it's scratchy.
It's a different scratchy. I think I'm realizing part of why I don't like these gross, big, generic pens is because the ink is not as thick and it's not as consistent, which is why I like the flare pens, because the ink is much thicker and it's more consistent. And that's what I like.
And I do agree with that. So I think it's funny that we both agree on that pen. We just don't agree on other pens. So whatever it speaks to in you, it speaks to in me in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, this is like our friendship, Jess. That pen is like our friendship. We are polar opposites, but yet the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that pen literally is the, whatever you call it, manifestation of our friendship.
Yeah. I also have these. I don't know where these came from.
I have those. What? Like, I almost brought one of those in here.
And then I have this one. What are these? Like, these don't have a brand name.
I don't even know what those are called. That's why I didn't bring it in. But I do like those. But they are thin. They're very, very thin.
No, this one's like marker. No, this one's like a marker.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Look. Mine are very thin that I have like that. So maybe I have a thinner.
But this one. So these nondescript pens that I think these came in like a coloring book kind of set thing, because they're more marker. These are the Staedtler Tri Plus Fine Liner pen. They're super, super thin. Ooh, those are nice.
Yeah, I don't like super thin.
This one's about the same.
I like for my pens to be chunky, like me. That was good.
Okay, do you have a favorite?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you have a favorite pen color? Are you just like, I just want black ink, or?
I do really like black ink a lot. Yeah. I'm a black and blue girl. I hate red ink. I would never use it. It reminds me of my high school days when I failed tests. I hate red. I do like a good green pen though. Like a rich green. I do.
This is more teal.
Every time I buy. I like a hunter green, like a really rich green. Every time I buy those pens, I always try to get one that's a little green. Yeah, I like a green one. So I would say I'm a black, blue, and green girl.
You can have my green ones. I don't want those.
Thanks.
So I'll bring you my green pens and my big pens. You can have those.
I'm fixing to get a collection.
A box of pens is going to show up at your door. I like black, but I also like purpley pens.
Okay. That's wild. I don't think I would have pinned you for a purpley pen.
So fun fact, I was addicted to the color purple growing up. So
the color?
The color, just the color. Like anything. And it was because my mom got her master's at Kansas State University in Kansas, obviously.
Okay.
And they are the Wildcats and their color is purple. So she was getting her master's. I was super young, like toddler age. And you know, when you're in college, you get a bunch of like free things, whatever. And so she would just give some of those things to me. And so,
and they were purple.
So then I grew up calling myself a K-State fan, because in Kansas, you're typically either KU or K-State.
Yes.
And I was K-State because it was purple. And I mean, like you know, like when you go pick out a shirt and they have like five different colors, I always went purple.
Yeah.
Purple backpacks, purple jackets. I used to talk about how when I was an adult, I was going to paint my house different shades of purple. Like each
room. I love this so much.
Like each room was going to be a different color of purple. I was so incredibly jealous when my sister got her first car and she chose a purple car. Like I wanted my prom dress to be purple. Like
I did not know this about you.
Yes. So then when I went to college, I kind of stepped away from purple. Not that I thought it was childish or anything, but I was like, I'm done with purple. And then for a long time, I was like, I think in college, I was kind of like, I don't know. I don't really have a favorite color.
Yeah.
And then in the last like 10 years, I would say, oh, my favorite
for a while, my favorite color was yellow because that was our wedding color. So I was like, oh, yeah, I like yellow.
Mine too.
And turned into...
You're weird.
It turned into like teal was my favorite color. I was like, I love teal, which I still do. And now I'm like coming back to, I like purple. And I'm like, I think I've always liked purple, but for some reason, like had to distance myself from it.
I've always been a yellow girl. Yellow's always been my favorite color. It's been my favorite color since I was little. I don't know if it's my personality or what it is. So I had it at my wedding, so people are always shocked because my brand is literally blues, like everything in my brands, both brands. So when we opened Amy Cole Creative and then obviously rebranded to Up Crowd, I was like, I have to somehow pay an homage to my actual favorite color because blue is really not my favorite color. Even though everybody thinks that it is really yellow. And so how crazy is that, that we both used yellow in our wedding? Because that is not, I mean, I'm a wedding photographer. I've shot over 400 something weddings. I promise you, yellow is not a popular wedding color.
No, it's not.
They use it as like secondary colors a lot, but it is not.
Which mine was because our colors were gray and yellow and more predominantly gray. And so my bridesmaids.
Mine was not.
Oh, no, my bridesmaids wore like shiny kind of gray silver dresses. My candle lighters wore yellow dresses. My poor sister-in-laws need to wear yellow dresses.
Yes.
I mean, they were like
all of
gold.
All of my bridesmaids, all 10 of them. Why I had 10, I don't even know 10 people I'd put in a, I don't even know three that I would put in a wedding today for me, but like you would be.
I'm like, excuse me.
You would be in my wedding. It would be you, Lindsay, and Sarah. That would be my three bridesmaids at this point. Like, why did I have 10? But they were all in yellow. They were all in yellow.
Was and it Josh like yellow, white. Yellow?
Yellow, yellow. Like, I'm going to post a picture now. I will have to post a picture on This Is So Nerdy so everybody can see. We need to get both of our weddings now after this pin conversation. We'll post a picture.
And they're going to be like, why? We will do that. They're going to be like, why is there a wedding picture for pins?
Because we're going to tell them our favorite colors.
I know.
Because every podcast we do, we talk about 14 other things, which is fantastic.
I love it. Yes.
I've heard that that's people's favorite part.
Okay, great. I'm so glad.
I've heard people love when we go off the rails. So yellow, I can't use a yellow pen, obviously. So I'll use blue and you use purple.
Okay. Purple it is. So I did some research about, of course, about Sharpie and Paper Mate.
Yeah.
Since these are our favorite pens, because we talked about
it. Did some research, too.
Did some research. The Sharpie Ultimate Collection has 115 markers.
I want it.
Okay, I'll send it to you.
Don't you want it?
Yes, of course
I
do.
I'll send it to you. You send it to me.
Okay, great. I distinctly remember in my first few weeks of college... I had a bunch of dorm stuff already, like when I went to college, but then of course I'm like, okay, now I'm moved in. What else do I need? And I was like, I am going to go buy Sharpies. I distinctly remember being so excited to go buy Sharpies.
Yes.
And there was like a mega pack that I split with a friend of mine. And so I only have like a half. Like, I'm missing a bunch of colors.
Do you still have the Sharpies from college?
Yes. These regular thick.
Up.
These regular thick Sharpies are from college, which is, I bought these in 2008. That means I bought these in 2008.
Jess.
Yes, Amy. I want to see if they even still work.
I can't even wrap my brain around the fact that you still have Sharpies from college.
Yeah, of course I do. And they work.
I don't even understand that.
Because bought these because I don't use them because I want to keep them so that I have them. Because that's.
I love Sharpies of all sizes too. Like I love those big chunky Sharpies.
Mm-mm.
Love them. Well, Jess, you have to realize before I got married, I had moved 23 times. I got married at 18. I was a military brat.
Mm-hmm.
And since. Now I'm not a military brat. I'm a ministry brat. And since then, I have moved 15 times since I've been married. Not different cities or anything, but 15 different houses.
Yeah.
And I have to use those chunky Sharpies. I love them because you can see what's in the box.
Right. Yes.
So I'm like, well, that's kitchen.
Yes. Well, that's the only thing I use those Sharpies. I don't use those in, you know, day to day. But
okay.
But yes. So you're
not a journaler. You don't journal then with pens.
No, I don't journal. I do use, like, so when I do like my Bible study, I use my flare pen in my study. Yeah. But I don't journal.
I write in my Bible with very soft, like this.
So I would do that because these do tend to bleed, especially in a Bible. So I would use a regular pen against my will.
But I have to show you this before we move on. My bestie, Sarah, shout out to Sarah. She bought me the most amazing pens for Christmas, and they have Taylor Swift lyrics on them. You see that?
Stop. Okay, so what brand are they? So the real question is, do you like how they write or do you just like
I do, and in fact, this is a little hidden secret about Josh. He's a little bit of a Swiftie with me, and he took one of them to work so that he could. I think he took Out of the Woods. Very ironic.
Yes.
But yeah, he took one to work with him. So I have a blue one, I have a light blue one, a regular blue one. This one writes black. So I just keep them all over the house and one in my purse. But I love them because they say all kinds of Taylor lyrics, which, you know, makes me happy.
Of course.
So
I love it.
Toot. The brand is Toot, in case anyone didn't miss that. Toot is the brand.
But I think it's not actually Toot. It's called Talking Out of Turn, which would be Toot.
It just says Toot.
Right. Well, because Talking Out of Turn would be too much. But I'm looking and I see that you can get different
ones. They have different brands. Yeah.
Yeah. So like they have like,
I love them.
And you can customize and add. Yeah. So fun.
Oh, wait, you can customize them?
That's what it looks like.
You can put your own stuff on them?
Yeah, I think so.
No, it seems like that. No way.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, if you can do that, we need to come up with This Is So Nerdy Toot pins.
And then we're going to sell pins.
Let's do it. Why not? Do you think we could sell one for $8 million? Because I read that that's the most expensive pin in the world. We would never have to work again if we sold one.
We'll talk to the audience.
Fulgore Nocturnus. Nocturnus by Tilbaldi. I'm trying to sound it out. Uh-huh. Listen, when I was in school, like, we legit did Hooked on Phonics. Like, I'm not lying. Like, we really did that when I was learning to read.
Yeah.
And that's what I have to do now. The Fulgore Nocturnus by Tibaldi. It is one pen, and it is valued at $8 million. I want to know how it writes. I would love to know someone that owns that pen. Are you looking it up?
I was looking up another pen because I was going to talk about that. Made you talking about this like famous pen. There's like a pen that is good to like gift authors. Like it's like a famous pen.
Yes. I have actually heard about this. I don't know what it's called, but.
Is it the Mont Blanc?
Something like that. Yes. I know this. I don't know what the name of it, but like I've heard this.
But I could not Google the yours because I wasn't sure how to spell it.
Oh, would you like for me to spell it for you?
Yes.
Fulgore. And then
I see it. It says it's a song. Let me look.
Oh, no.
Pin. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, by Tibaldi. Tibaldi.
This is a very ugly pen. I do not like
the look. Okay, now I have to look. Now I have to look. Jess.
It does not look soft to hold. It looks like you're holding like...
Who wants this pen anyway? Okay, here we go. Ooh. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And listen, here's a fun little fact about me. I can do calligraphy. So I have calligraphy pens. Don't ask me to do it because I'm in the wedding industry and I don't want to.
I just don't want to.
But I used to do it before I started in weddings. I would address envelopes for brides.
Well, that's
a little side hustle. Yeah, side hustle I used to have. I don't like doing it anymore, though.
Okay.
Like, I don't like it.
Don't ask Amy.
I'll do it for your child.
Okay.
Sounds good. Yours. No one else's for just yours. Mine.
Yes.
but yeah, I had pens like that, and I would never want to just casually write with a pen that looks like a ballpoint, like calligraphy styled.
Right.
That would exhaust me. No. And I read this too. The largest functioning pen was made in India and measured over 5 feet long and was 82 pounds. 82 pounds for a pen.
Can that actually be called a pen? Like, can you actually hold it and write with it? That doesn't feel...
I don't know. 5 feet long for a pen? What are you doing with that? Is it just because it was a Guinness World Record, I guess? I don't know. People, that's silly.
Yeah.
That's a long pen.
Not sure about that.
Me either.
Sharpie also says on their website that they have 49 different colors. I think that's across like the different markers and pens.
Not different shades, different actual colors is what
actual
they're saying.
Different colors. Yeah.
Because they have multiple shades of different colors.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
Okay. Well, like they say that there is psychology behind too the type of color that you use in your pen. Like if you use a black pen, it means something. If you use a blue pen, if you use a purple pen, it says that there's psychological implications. Red ink is always associated with negativity, which I said earlier about my test. It says that when anyone sees red ink, they always associate it with anything negative. And when someone sees blue or black ink, they always look at it as a professional, like someone professional wrote it or it's in a professional realm. And like it goes from there. Like there is psychological reasoning. So I want to know what your psychological purple reasoning is and my green, because those are two off colors.
So I Googled the psychology behind using purple pens. I'm getting a lot of different answers. The first thing says purple stationery can help you feel more confident.
Oh.
And then the next thing says the color purple is the color of power and sacred knowledge, inspiration, and mystery.
That is so you.
Whatever. But then this also
knowledge.
Says, then this down here says purple ink, which this isn't really psychology. But purple ink is used in hospital pharmacy departments for making navigational chart corrections.
That is interesting.
But then this says purple is about connection to your inner self and to connection to your higher self.
That's you too.
Mm-hmm.
If purple means that. Wisdom, I could totally, and like confidence, I could totally see that from you. What's green?
Green. It's gonna be bad. Well, this is just green, like in general, because I know this about, I've heard about psychology of colors before.
Yes,
I thought maybe
yeah,
it was different than, but this says green is the color of life, safety, growth, and health.
Does that mean what it's wanting me to go to?
Yes. Let me go back to.
Wow. I need to use green pens more.
Let me see I can find
more. We'll just
more.
Like voodoo that to get it to.
Let's see. Green is for growth and renewal. Green fountain pens can be an excellent choice for those who want to add a touch of nature.
That's not me at all. I hate outside.
In some cultures, green is associated with growth, harmony, and balance. So green pen may symbolize positivity and creativity.
Okay, we'll take that.
Okay.
I try really hard to be positive and I'm very creative. So that is the one we'll go with.
Done.
Ding, ding. That one works. I love that we broke it down until we found one we liked.
Yeah, we're like,
there's nothing more Jess and Amy than that.
Let's go with that one. That sounds great. Yep, that's very us.
That one sounds fantastic. We'll use that one.
Uh-huh. Oh, I noticed when I was looking at the Sharpie website and Papermate website, I was like, these are literally the same design. And I was like, wait, are these owned by the same company? So then I, of course, Googled it and was like, yes, they're owned by Newell Brands. Which Newell Brands, again, we're going off topic, owns everything. One of those like mega brands. So they own Graco, Coleman, Oster, Rubbermaid, Yankee Candle, Sharpie, Food Saver, Papermate, Dymo, Ball, which is like the mason jars.
Yeah.
Camping AZ, Nuke, which is like a baby brand. Spontex, Expo, Elmer's, Calphalon, which is like a pots and pans brand.
Oh, yes, the pots and pans, yeah.
Sunbeam, Contigo, Mr. Coffee, Parker, Woodwick, Crockpot, Marmot, wow. Mappa, Aprica, which is, looks like a stroller, Cadence,
yeah,
Prismacolor, Baby Jogger, and Chesapeake Bay Candle.
That what? Is the most random.
So then, of course, I was like,
they do not have a niche.
No, they don't. And I was like, please tell me, like, I went and looked at like the CEO and then Googled, like, how much does a CEO make? And of course, it's not, this is more of like an estimate, I guess, or I don't know how they know this, but allegedly he makes $10 million a year.
I want his job.
I'm like, what does a CEO of this large of a company even do?
You have to have, there has to be so many different marketing segments alone. Like, we could go deep into their business models, but like just the marketing and web parts of it, like our specialties, like you would have to have so many departments mm-hmm. to spread that out. So I wonder if they like oversee and then each company is the head, has a head of that company.
Oh, it has to. Oversee.
Yeah. Has to. That's too much. God, that is not.
That's a lot. I'm like, you're marketing pens and crock pots and strollers. It's just.
And like mason jars. Like,
and mason jar. Yeah.
Put your,
just
put your pen in a mason jar while you're strolling in your. Like, that's, make sure crock pot's on.
Yeah. I don't. Like,
that's a wide variety.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah. So then.
I would not want to probably be that person. I probably would just want to be over Sharpie.
Right. Like, I'll just be the CEO of Sharpie. And that's enough.
Yeah, I could take just Sharpie.
So then, of course, as I always do, started looking into like their website, their SEO.
Yeah.
They have really lame blog posts. Really, really, like, I can't even call them blog posts. Like, it was just like,
they're cheesy, aren't they?
They have like one for each thing. They just have one. That's it. So they're like Sharpie for DIY crafts. And then there's like one post with literally like 300 words.
Oh, so they did it just for the SEO.
Yeah.
But there's literally no value to anybody reading it.
Right. And it's like, it's just there. It's has like two pictures and it's like, oh, write on your glassware. The end.
like we all don't know how to use a Sharpie. Like,
yeah.
Who doesn't know how to use a Sharpie and what to use it for?
And I can tell that they, with that, obviously I can tell SEO is not a big factor of their marketing, probably. Which I'm also like, I mean, they are Sharpie and Papermate. Like they don't really need to, but they only rank, Sharpie ranks for 10,000 words. That's it. I was like, I literally have clients who rank for more words than that. And then Papermate only ranks for 5,000 words.
Do you think it's just because they're so popular that they just don't care?
I guess. Yeah. I mean,
it's really well. That's just weird. And the blog post thing is cheesy. Like, just take it down. If it's that cheesy, just take it down. There's no need in.
It's not well done. It's not well optimized. It's not even that thorough. I'm like, there are so many things you could do because their social media. Because of course, I looked at their social media also. Like,
yeah.
And they have different, you know, they're highlighting like bullet journals and like, oh, it's, you can write your Christmas cards with our pens. And I'm like, I feel like there's a lot of that you could do in terms of content on your website.
Yeah, there's a lot. They're just, they don't care. I think they know that they already have a market. I mean, who's going to compete with Sharpie? There's not a marker brand that's going to, I mean, there are generics out there, but there's not a marker brand that's going to compete with them.
Right.
I mean, every teacher in the world owns a 400 set of Sharpies. Like, they have to write the kids' names on everything. I know, because I've been in teachers' rooms and they literally have Sharpies everywhere.
Yeah. What do you think of their social media?
I mean, I went to Sharpies, that I researched Sharpies. They don't have a huge, I mean, for the brand that they are, they don't have a huge following. They'll only have a little over 300,000. It's very colorful. It's pretty. But like, who follows Sharpie? Like, why would I follow Sharpie? That's all I kept thinking when I was looking at their brand. I was like, yeah, it's aesthetic. They do a good job on the aesthetics part of their, you know, their social media. When you even look at like their likes and their insights a little bit, because you can dive deep a little bit into it since they're, you know, they have so many followers. it's not great. I mean, they don't get a ton of likes. They could probably do reels that were really fun with their brand, and they don't really do that a whole lot. They exist.
Yeah.
And they're Sharpie. So that's where I go. They can, I guess. I mean, yeah. A little bit. But I feel like they could do some really fun stuff. Like, I feel like Sharpie could really pull it out and like go all in. They could get influencers like us. Hello, Sharpie.
Like us.
I would totally write something for you and record a video. They could do those types of things. I feel like they could really grab an audience. Here's the deal. Our generation, we love pins like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to make the generations coming after us fall in love with pins because they are such a digital world. Mm. And so that is where my thought went with their website. That's where a lot of these businesses are missing marks, in my opinion, especially when it comes to social media. They're still catering to people like me and you. And you and I are obviously a little bit different age too, but we're still in that, you know, we grew up still with pens and classrooms and, mm-hmm. you know, we had notebooks and they don't do that much anymore. And so they're missing, I think, a generation behind us that really doesn't care about pens. A lot of them don't write. A lot of them just use their computers. And so they don't have the collection of pens like you and I. They don't even understand the difference in the pens. Like, they don't care. They just grab a pen, they use it, and they go on because they don't use it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if I were advising them, which I'm not, but I wish I was, hello, Sharpie, I will. I would tell them, like, strategically, I think I would go after that Gen Z group and say, hey, we know you don't use it a whole lot, but this is what you could do with some fun Sharpies.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter is 22. A little fun fact about her. I think I've developed a love of pens in her because we've always had like just, you know, fun pens around the house. And so she still takes notes to this day in a notebook, even though she's the age that she is. And she gets made fun of all the time by her friends because she's still not like in a bad way, not like bullying, but like, you know, they're like, why do you do that? And she like has color code. Everything is color coded. And so I'm thinking like, if she loves that aesthetically, there's probably other people that would love that too. Just don't, you know, they didn't have maybe a mom that was like mm-hmm. fully invested in the pen market like her mother was. So,
right.
So I think that they could really do something that they're not. Yeah. So that would be my advice to them.
And I can tell that we are their target market because right now on the Sharpie website, the first banner, because they are old school and use a rotating banner, which gross.
Of course.
It says the 2000s called, they want their Sharpie markers back. And now they have a glam pop like color set that just came out. Well, okay. Hello, like Gen Z is not going
to care. They're marketing to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're totally marketing to us. And they've got to stop doing that. That would be where I would completely, if I were dealing with a business like this, I'd say, stop marketing to me. You already have me.
Right.
You already have me. I will buy your product until the day I die. And that's true. And you need to start marketing to people that they know about you, but they don't care about you.
Right. I mean, instead of doing,
make them care.
Instead of doing a glam pop set, you should do some set based on like a TV show or an influencer or something that like,
and let me tell you, like neutral, I know this sounds so silly, but like they love aesthetic. Gen Z mm-hmm. loves something aesthetic, like the way they get on TikTok and they, you know, their aesthetic of their like face care. They don't buy the face care because it works. They buy it because it's aesthetic. Like, I know that sounds so silly, but they do. If they came out with branding like that, they would go after it. Mm-hmm. Like, I know this sounds so like, yuck for us because we love those colors. But like, if they came out with like a neutral Sharpie zone, they would be all over that. They love that. Those rich browns and whites. I know you can't do a white necessarily Sharpie, but you could do like play on those colors, creams and stuff like that. Strategically, I think they're missing the next generation market. And that will probably, if they do not catch on to that, I'd say within the next 2 or 3 years, they're going to see a downfall in their financials coming up because, I mean, like you've had a Sharpie since 2008. When's the last time you bought a Sharpie? Like, in all sincerity, like when's the last time you bought one?
Well, I haven't bought Sharpie. I've bought flare pens.
We all have Sharpies that last, they claim they last a lifetime. And they obviously do for Jess.
So, obviously.
So, yeah. I mean, I do buy like a new set of black Sharpies about every year. Like, you know, once a year, I'll just go ahead and buy two new ones and I'll throw them because we have this little thing on our fridge where we just keep like an assortment of like things we know we'll need. So I do that. But other than that, I don't think I buy a bunch of them anymore. I have what I need.
Right.
I don't have to rebuy them. So they need somebody to start buying their product. Mm-hmm. And I feel very passionate about this all of a sudden. I don't know why, but I'm like, I think the strategic side of me came out like, hello,
yeah,
Sharpie.
Yeah.
You need to, how you know the business. That's how you know I'm passionate about the business I'm in.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, also like going back to the aesthetic thing that you were talking about and how they like aesthetic.
Yeah.
So underneath, well, first of all, like just their copy in general is kind of like boring on their website, but they have, so they have this rotating banner and then it says share with Sharpie and like use hashtag Sharpie for a chance to be featured. So I guess, you know, make sure you do that.
Okay. But
then they have three little things that says markers, highlighters, pens, and you can click to like go to that product.
Okay.
But it's just a bland little circle that only shows like the tip and a little bit like of the top of the pen, and it's a black marker, a yellow highlighter, and a black pen. And I'm like, why are you not showing color? Like, why is it black and then just a regular, like you have so many, you have 49 colors.
You have all these options. Why did you choose the most generic of all of the ones?
Like, so I would change that.
I don't know. Something, somebody also, is not instructing them well.
Yeah, they have. So then after that, they have some sections of like, now they have these mystic gems, like kind of pastel colors. The person writing, I can tell, is a little bit older. I'm sorry, I see the wrinkles on your hands. And then another section, now they're like highlighting their S gel pens. This person is like grandma age, I can tell. And then
that's a problem. That's what I'm saying. That's a problem. Why are we doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Why? We already have, if I were sitting in a room with them, I would be talking just like this with my hands. And I would be saying, why are we marketing to people we already have obtained? Why are we talking to generations that already buy our product? Like, stop for a minute and assess the situation. You're missing out on one of the greatest assets you have right now, which is TikTok and social media and Reels. Get on there and start showing that generation and change your website to reflect that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, the stuff that literally is just flowing through my brain right now that they could do in order, like, oh my gosh, there's so much stuff. Like,
yeah,
the creative juices are flowing. I'm going to write an email to Sharpie.
They are not, if they're on TikTok, it's not linked on their website. They do have a YouTube channel, but I mean, like some
of it's boring.
Well, first of all, I have more YouTube subscribers than they do. So, and they do have these little kind of like short stories, but they're like 2 minutes long.
I'm going to TikTok now to see real quick.
And then they have little like introducing the Sharpie S gel. It's like a commercial, a 15-second commercial. And I'm like, what?
Okay. Sharpie does have a TikTok.
Okay. Well, then it's not linked on their website. TikTok.
Yeah. They have 39,000 views. They're trying.
Okay.
They're trying. That's all I'm going to say. That's just all I'll say. I've scrolled through 5 videos now and they all look just about the same. And it's literally just somebody doing this, just showing the packs and putting them in.
It's the same stuff they have on Instagram.
And they're not getting high views. Like their highest viewed is like 47,000. They don't go over 3,000 almost anywhere. So that's what I'm saying. They really need to start like, they need to reach out to some of these sorority girls that do Rush and stuff like that. And they need to get them. That is where I would start. Like Chloe Holiday is a huge Alabama girl. She's a Crimsonette for the University of Alabama. She does this like makeup thing, but she's so down to earth and she's really real. I'll need to tag her in this since I'm talking about her, but she's so down to earth and she's just your quintessential Alabama girl. Like she may be a Crimsonette, but she's silly and fun. Like she would be a perfect person to get. She's a nursing student and she'd be perfect to get her to like in a day in the life and like give her some Sharpie pens to show what she does. Like they're missing out. They're missing out on some of these younger influencers that could really boost their brand a little bit, but whatever, whatever. I'll still use
There's your free marketing advice from us.
Yeah, Sharpie. I'll tag them. I'll tag them, and maybe they'll, you know, we Bondi Boost came back and talked to us, so maybe Sharpie will.
I'm just saying.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Like
a little bit of website fixing, some social media fixing, overall like content, like who you're targeting, who you're talking to.
Yeah.
I feel like could spruce some things up.
Why not?
So
we could do it. And connoisseurs.
I mean, I don't know if I can call myself a connoisseur if I haven't bought new Sharpies since 2008.
This is true. I'm sitting here going, I need to create just a gift bag of just miscellaneous items. I'm going to put a bunch of Sharpies.
You're going to put like a little bit of Bondi Boost, some pens.
Some toot pens.
I feel like there was
maybe even steal you one of these bad boys from Chick-fil-A.
I would love it.
Chick-fil-A's gonna come knocking on my door.
I do love me some pens though. So
obviously we could talk about pens for a very long time. We seem very passionate about it.
We are. So
next week let's talk about journals.
Dotted or lined?
Lined.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
I hate those stupid dotted journals.
There's no point. Like, why? I don't know.
Why? Oh, my gosh. Are you college ruled or wide ruled when you buy paper? Okay. If you had to buy paper, which one would you choose?
College.
If you, because here's the thing. Like, nobody on the podcast will see this, but I buy notebooks, and this is how I operate. I just have notebooks.
Uh-huh.
It just keeps me organized. It's my to-do list. I have it on my calendar. Nobody freak out. Everything's on my calendar. But this just like every day when I come into my office, I just make my list. And then the next day I flip. And then the next day. And it's just kind of like, I'm a very visual person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to use college ruled. I hate wide ruled.
Yeah, I don't think I want wide ruled.
It's too thick.
Yeah, no.
Very thick.
Yeah.
It reminds me of elementary school. So there's a little fun fact about Amy. Y'all learn too much about me on this thing. Oh, look. No. Speaking of kids, I'm old backfire.
Look at you.
Didn't even know these were here. How about
you
that?
You just got a little present.
I know. I'm going to open them right now. I'm going to see what they look like.
Well, I want to hear what everyone's favorite pens are. So be sure and tell us in the comments.
Yes. So we can go buy them all because you know we will.
Or we can look it up and be like, not buying that pen. Because, you know, you'll get a thumbs up or a thumbs down from us.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just go sit and target the aisle and just like look at everybody's request. So I love pens.
I do too.
I love you and I love pens.
Same. But thanks for nerding out with us. This was fun.
This was fun.
Yes. And we will see y'all next time.
Let's go write an essay.